So let's start with a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you for your presence here, that you move in us and through us, that you enable us to hear the words that we need to hear, that you want us to get. Father God, I pray this same thing over Pastor Dan and Kathy, that you put a special anointing on them, leading them to share your words exactly the way you want them shared, that they may produce eternal fruit, that the seeds they plant are not just for today, but everlasting. And I pray the same for here today. We thank you in advance for all that you're going to do. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. So this is a little different for me. I'm going to see if I can control myself. And I say that, those of you who know me, typically I hold a mic in this hand because then I can only move one of them. Well, I went with the headset this morning. That means I can start flying up here if my hands start moving. So if it bothers you, just try to ignore it. I tend to be expressive, so my hands like to move. So just a little background to this morning's sharing. I found it very interesting that about a month ago now, Donna shared, and she had asked me prior to her sharing, I'll say a few weeks before that, to have what we would call a sermon or teaching in my back pocket. And that means so that whenever there's a need, you can pull it out of the back pocket and present it. And what's very interesting is she came in a couple weeks later and did her teaching, and she used like the main text, one of the main verses for her main text that God had showed me to share. She talked about the same topic that I was going to share, and immediately it made me think of Pastor Dan. And that's because when he came back from India, one of the things he said that something he got released from when he was there, and I don't know the exact words he used, but I think it was that he was now free from repetition. And he had this freedom, and he got released from it there. And explaining what that means is oftentimes those of us who get to share on a regular or semi-regular basis, God can lead us to share something that we've shared before. And I can tell you in my own life, there's a certain verse that God has put in me that helps me reach that same place that he just reached. And it's a verse that I'm sure all of you, maybe many of you, probably memorized. You may not know right where it's at, but as I say it, you can probably quote it with me. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now notice it says faith comes by hearing. It does not say faith comes by having heard. This means that you need to hear it, and then you need to hear it, and then you need to hear it, because that's what is going to bring faith. Okay? So I can tell you that this morning, I have also, you heard it from Donna in a different way, because each one will present it differently, a few weeks ago. And I have actually taught on this same subject here before, probably a year or two ago. But I can tell you, I didn't go back and look at the notes that I used before and said, oh, I'm just going to share this again. How would I put this? God's new to us every day. And how I shared it 2 years ago isn't going to be how he's going to have me share it today. And so I can tell you it's different. It's different in that, this is funny, it's different in that it's the same, but it's different. In other words, it's never going to be a different word. It's from God's word. It's just what he's going to have me share about his word is going to be different. Okay? It can't be so different that it no longer lines up with what his word says. Okay? So, I know Randy likes to have a title for the teachings that preachings that he puts online. So, mine is pretty easy. It's nice and short. And it would be In His Presence. In His Presence. If you're going to title it for those of you who take notes. And if you can remember when Donna shared a while back, it was literally about spending time with God and what happens there. And one of the things that we know, and I think even in sometimes for some people can get in the way, and it really shouldn't. We know from the book of Romans that the Holy Spirit is always with us because God has given us the Holy Spirit. And with the Holy Spirit living inside of us who are His, that means there's never a time that we're not without Him. Okay? So in a way, we are in His presence at all times because He's in us. However, that should not stop us from going to what I call spending alone time with God. Okay? And the reason I can make that statement is because Jesus is our example, and He did. Let me give you some verses that kind of back this up. I like to tell people, if I'm giving you my opinion, I will tell you this is what I think. But I also say you shouldn't care about what I think. You should care about what God knows. Okay? So I'm going to share with you what God knows. And I can know that because it's in His Word. It's pretty simple. So let's look at John chapter 3 and verse 34. Give you a second to get there, because I'm sure that all of you know, throughout God's Word, we are told, and it's made very clear, that if we want to know how to live our lives, we need to look at how Jesus lived His. He is our example. If we want to do it right, then our life and what we do should look like His life and what He did. Pretty simple. I think sometimes people tend to try to make the Word of God difficult. But if you're wanting to know how to live your life, say, God, show me what Jesus did. Take me to the Word and I'll just do what He did. And if you'll do that, you'll find out your life goes pretty good. Okay? So John chapter 3 verse 34 says, "For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God does not give the Spirit by measure." Now, we can know the "for he whom God has sent" is Jesus. Okay? Doesn't say Jesus in the translation I have, but that's a capital H, and that's Jesus. And He speaks the words that God, His Father, and our Father would have Him speak. He will do the same with us. He will give us the words, and we speak them. But I want you to pay particular attention to the very last phrase in this verse. It says, "For God does not give the Spirit by measure." And the key is, it says, "does not." Doesn't say that He does give it by measure. He said He does not. He did not give the Spirit by measure to Jesus, because that's who is being talked about here, with no measure. So we can see clearly here that Jesus had the Holy Spirit without measure. How can we know that? It says it right here. Okay. This I want to relay back to what I shared just before going here. We know that when we are born again and become children, sons and daughters of God, that we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. So, Jesus being full of the Spirit, did He say, God the Father's with me all the time. I don't have to spend any time with Him alone. I think you all know the answer to this, but we're going to go look at some specific verses, because once again, He's our example. So if we can see what He did, we can see what we're supposed to do, right?
Absolutely.
Okay? So, first let's go to Mark chapter 1 and verse 35. So what I'm doing here is, hopefully you're getting this as an encouragement. I can tell you that you can share the Word and share it where it comes off like you're sharing the law. Like, here's what God's Word says, you need to do this. Or you can share that same word and it comes out as life. And I'm hoping you hear this as life, not law. Okay? Because I'm sharing this with you because I want you to get what God wants you to do. And He wants you to do it because it's the best thing for you. Meaning your life's going to go well and you're going to see God moving in your life the way He wants to move in your life because you're doing it the way He wants you to do it. But it's not because I told you so. It's because you love Him and you know He loves you, therefore He has, and I want to word this correctly, His best interests in mind for you.
Absolutely.
Okay? So, and He knows what's best for you. You may think you know, but He knows. Okay? There's that word again. You may think you know, but He knows. Okay? So, hopefully you all have Mark chapter 1, verse 35 now. It says, "Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, He went out and departed to a solitary place. And there He prayed." Once again, this He here is Jesus. So, remember, Jesus has the Spirit without measure. God the Father is with Him all the time. And yet, He got up. He was around the disciples. He had been discipling them. He'd been sharing with the crowds. And He says, "I'm getting out of here to a quiet place, an alone place where I can spend time with my Father." And it says here, "now in the morning." And there's a phrase I want you to catch because we're going to go somewhere else next. Okay? "Now in the morning." So now let's go to Matthew chapter 14 and verse 23. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 23. I found one way to keep both of my hands from moving. I stick one in the pocket. So Matthew chapter 14 verse 23. "And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up on the mountain by Himself," emphasizing that word, yes, "by Himself to pray. Now when evening came, He was alone there." Get this, He's by Himself. He sent everyone else away. No people around Him. He's alone, and it's now evening. And He spent time there alone, but not alone, because He was there with His Father, because He was praying. And I chose these two scriptures very purposely, because I can tell you from just spending time with people, some will say, "Oh, you need to spend time with God in the morning, because that just sets you up for your whole day." I'm like, "Yep, sounds good to me." And then I've talked to other people, "I'm not really a morning person, and so I spend time with God at night." And I'm going, "Yep, that's good." Well, and some like to make it an either or, but I can tell you it's an and both. Because Jesus did both all the time. You can go through many other scriptures in this. Sometimes He's out there in the morning. Sometimes He's out there at night. And by out there, I mean away from people. And so what I want to stress this morning is don't let anyone try to tell you you need to do it now, because it works for them. Okay? I have a saying, I like to let God be God to other people just like I want them to let God be God to me. Because we each have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads us. He knows us. He knows what works best for us. And what works best for me may not be what works best for you. He knows. And by works best, when are we going to get the most from spending this time with God? Well, sometimes it may be mornings for many different mornings. And then all of a sudden, sometime one night, He'll say, "You'll get in your spirit. Come spend some alone time with me." And so sometimes it'll be both. And the key is not to become, I like to use the word religious. The Bible actually talks about what pure religion is. But people become religious, and by that I mean you do it this way, and you always do it this way. And you get stuck in this rut so much that it doesn't even become something God wants you to be doing, you're doing it just because, oh, that's when you do this. Okay? So what I'm saying is, each one of you be led by the Spirit as to when God wants you to spend some alone time with Him. But also be open to when His voice calls you at a different time than when you normally do it. There's a reason He's calling you there at that time. He has something that you need right then that He wants to get to you. I can tell you that this morning, things were not going well for me. My alarm that I set last night didn't go off this morning. And I woke up about, well, the first thing I woke up, I didn't know how late I was, but I go, it's lighter than it should be. As I opened my eyes, I'm like, oh no. So I grab my phone, which is my alarm, which is right beside my bed. And it's 20 minutes after the time I was supposed to get up, and it didn't go off. I'm like, First thing I did was, did I set the alarm? I checked. It was set. It still didn't go off. I don't know why. I don't need to know why. I'll probably try to figure it out once I get home. But with that being said, that put everything in a, you got 20 minutes less to get done what you need to get here. But then God says to me clearly in the Spirit, get there and be there in time for the people who pray in the conference room, like back there, the meeting room, have them pray for you this morning. And my first response was, I haven't ever done that. I don't really need to do that. And once again, this is why I'm saying you need to listen to what God says. So He talked to me some more. He says, go there and have them pray for you. I'm like, okay, you know, because it was more than once. It was clear to me that that's what God wanted. And so that left less time because now I got to leave about 15 to 20 minutes earlier than I normally do. And everything I tried to do in a rush went wrong. Everything. So as I got here this morning, the word I would use was I was a little unsettled. And for those of you who know me, I like everything settled. I love peace. It may be my favorite word in the Bible. I mean, love, I know, is supposed to be the primary thing, but I can tell you in my life, I really like peace. When everything is just working so good that you just walk on and go, ah, this is the way it's supposed to be. And that wasn't this morning. And it was really interesting because Randy was sharing from a text this morning in 1 Timothy. And he used the word unsettled 5, 6, 7 times. I'm going, yeah, I know. But what God was telling me as I'm sitting there, and I know I'm sharing this for a reason because, how would I put it? I know if things like this happen to me, they happen to some of you sometimes too. And so what God speaks to me, He would speak to you, you know, because He's the same God. And more or less what He shared with me was, okay, Alan, you like things settled. But this morning when you go up there, they're not going to be settled. But it's going to go great anyhow. Like, okay, I'd still rather have them settled, but I'm now confident to go up here and go, doesn't have to be settled. I've turned this over to God. It's going to work great, right? So we all live lives and have things going on. So I can tell you there were things going on this morning. But I can also say that I am in great peace up here now because more or less God was just sharing with me, this is how it's going to work this morning. I'm like, okay. And I'm good with that. I love hearing God, and to the point that I know, okay, everything is going to be fine, even though I may not like it quite like this. I would prefer it this way. And God will take us there sometimes so that we learn how to walk when things aren't going quite the way we would like them to go. I think that's one of the reasons why God wanted me to share that, because does everything go the way you want it to go throughout your whole life? If any of you raise your hand, I want to come to you and figure it. Tell me how you do that. Yes, what's your secret? I want to know, because I like it there, okay? But as I said, going back to those two verses that I just shared, it is that let God be God. In other words, if He says do it in the morning, spend time alone with Him in the morning. If He says do it in the evening, do it in the evening. If He says do both, by all means do both. Knowing that He's going to meet you there. It's the reason He calls you there. And As God gave me this topic to share about, one of the things that stuck out to me right away was what Pastor Dan has been sharing through a series of teachings, and that is the church in action, is one way to put it. The church, the local church being the church, which involves God's direction for each specific church to actually do and function the way that God would have them function and do what He would have them do. And that's different for different churches. There are certain things that will apply to all churches, and then there will be certain things specific to an individual local church. The key is get tied into the one that God would have you be in. Amen. So that you can do what they're doing and be a part of it. If, in fact, you're at a place, and I don't think Pastor Dan or any pastor would have a problem with me saying this, where you can see you're in a church that they're not doing anything wrong, they're doing everything godly, but they don't seem to be doing what God is really calling you that you need to do. You may want to pray, God, am I in the right place? Because I will say one of the things is, God doesn't put you in a church at random. In fact, people who, I would call it, church jump, or maybe aren't sure they're in the right place. God has one place for now for each of you. Could that change 10 years from now? Yes. But He wants you to be, and He will guide you through His Spirit to the church that you are supposed to be at. And then the key is, if you're clear that you're supposed to be there, that means that you should be doing what that church is doing and contributing to it. So, but thinking about that being the general subject, not specifically what I just shared, but the fact that the church needs to be doing what God directs the local church to do, and that each one of us, because we are the church, need to be involved in doing it. I thought, okay, what I'm sharing sounds not like that. Okay? It sounds like a quiet time alone with God. But what I will say is, this is another thing I've often found, and I've done this, it seems like God uses me this way, not to be a contrarian at all, if you know what that means. In other words, in opposition to what's being shared, but rather God tends to have me share what I will call kind of the other side of the mountain, okay? Or another part of the equation. And the message is not in any way to be contrary to what's being shared. I used the phrase earlier, it's a both and. In other words, what God showed me is that in order for each one of us as individuals to carry out and do what God would have us do as part of our local church, it all starts with our alone time with Him. And then He started showing me some things. So what do you lack when you go out in the world, start doing things when you haven't spent time with me? Okay. I just paused there. And there's a reason. Because there has been times in my life where that's been the case. And as I look back now, I go, I wouldn't want to be around me. It's that simple. I'm being honest, I can look back and go, wow, I can see why people stayed away from me. Because what I found is, if I don't spend time with God, I'm just not a nice person to be around. It's really pretty easy. Because I draw from Him, and He gives to me that which I need to go out and be the light that shines in the world. When I don't do that, I think I might even be more than just no light. It might be the darkness. You know, it's the exact opposite. And so this quiet time alone is not in opposition to doing what the church needs to be doing. It's what goes right along with it. Yes. The doing should flow from your time with God. Yes. Okay? And we're going to go to how and why it works that way right now, hopefully. This is from something that Pastor Dan actually talked about at a men's breakfast, so you women didn't get to hear this, although he has mentioned it since in both a leadership meeting and on Sunday mornings to varying degrees. And it's a passage that God put in my heart quite some time ago that I needed to know, and he revealed some things to me so that when Pastor Dan was sharing about it, it just jumped off the page to me because it's a place where God had had me before. And it's 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. So this is not a verse that you don't know. It's one that you have heard. I'm sure all of you have been here for the last month. I've heard this at some point in time and have heard Pastor Dan himself share about it. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, "As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness." Here's the key phrase. "Through the knowledge of him." Okay, so now I'm going to go to a couple specific points in here. First of all, well, actually maybe three. And the first I'll spend a little less time on. It says, "as his divine power." So in other words, he's arranged it this way. It's all because of him, and this is the way he's decided to do it. And who are we to argue if he's the one that says, "I'm doing this and I'm doing it this way"? You may go, "well, I wouldn't do it that way." Well, I would do it God's way is all I will say, because I know he's right. And if I've got a different way, that means I'm wrong. It's that simple. Okay. And have I been wrong before? Many times. And God shows me in a loving way when I'm wrong. That's what he says. He'll correct his children. Yes. If he's not correcting you, I go, "God," I actually find in my own life, when I reach a time where God hasn't corrected me, let's say if I've gone 6 months, I know I've done some things wrong in 6 months. I will literally go to him, "God, what am I missing?" because I know I haven't gotten everything right in a 6 month period. That's just me. Maybe all of you can go that long. I cannot. I'm going to get something wrong. And he will, because of his love, show me, because I don't want to keep doing something wrong if I'm doing it wrong. That's why it's love. He wants you to do it the right way, his way, so that you can see godly results in your life. Yes. So I can just tell you personally, I'm not saying this is what you should do. I just go, "God, am I doing things the way you want me to?" And if I'm not, please, I ask him, "Show me where I've got it wrong." I actually love the correction of God. A lot of people, now, how would I put this? Sometimes I don't like being corrected by people. I seem to handle it better from God. And that may be a place where I need to grow a little bit, okay? I just can tell you about me. God has actually had me become much more transparent in the last couple of years that I've showed. Prior to that, I would share the word and not to talk too much about me. And then he started to impress upon me, you know, the people you're talking to have lives just like you, and they deal with some of the same things you do. So when you struggle with something, share about it. It may very well help them. In fact, I'm quite sure it will if he's having me share it. It may not be specifically for you or you or you, but it's speaking to somebody. But so it's his way of doing it, as his divine power has given to us. Now, what I want you to see, all things that pertain to life and godliness. It doesn't say one thing there. It says two. There's an "and" in there for a reason. Life and godliness. Two different things. Now, the first is kind of easy to explain. We have things that we know that we need to know and get from God to be able to live our lives the way God would have us live our lives. But the second one there is the word godliness. And I want to talk about that word a little bit this morning, because it's saying that through the knowledge of him, which we're going to get through next, we get both of these. So keep this in mind. We get both of these through the knowledge of him. Now,